Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about Sitka Mardi Gras Music and Arts Festival for this year is Jeff Budd and Jen Rogers, representing the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Good morning.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
So, sixth annual.
Yeah. That's Vern Culp started it 6 years ago, and I believe his idea was to have some kind of a festival in the spring. And where he got the name Mardi Gras, I don't know, but I'm sure it's a derivative of Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras, yeah.
So he did it, and it's and the idea was and still remains to try to make it a regional festival. And we grow and grow and grow, and we have, people can't see this, but we have a lot of different partners involved. And our intent is to celebrate art as well as try to bring some independent visitors here to Sitka as well early in the season.
And this is already a pretty, I mean, year-round, there's always live music, there's gallery walks, but this is just sort of a really focused, intense month of March.
Yeah. It's only supposed to be a week, but then it became 2 weeks, and now it's kind of like 2.5 weeks or so. And then, so the two, well, it really is 3 weeks because there's the 48-hour film festival and the, that's not till the end of the month when they finally get to see the film, so because it takes a while to put all that together.
Absolutely.
So it's growing, yes, ma'am.
And you brought Jen. You're new to the council.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
How long have you been in town?
It'll be 2 years in April.
So were you able to attend last year any of the Mardi Gras events?
Yeah, I actually had an event last year.
Oh, what was that?
I had the tattoo as a body art show and contest.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to bring something new to the table. And
yes.
Now you're part of the big planning.
Yep. And then I became part of the council.
Congratulations.
Yeah, she's a real welcome addition.
And Jen, maybe you can, we're going to go through a very big list of events. Just sort of touch base on all the different things that are happening this month. So, Jen, why don't you tell us the first event that's happening?
Okay. We're doing a singer-songwriter's performance at the Performing Arts Center. and because there, I guess it went so many of the artists are doing it that they needed a second day. So a second day has been added, and that's going to be at the pub, and then possibly a third day.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much talent.
There's a lot of singer-songwriters in this town.
And is this just local folks, or are they going to import?
It's local as far as I know.
Yeah,
it's all local people.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is on the schedule,
Well,
Jeff?
The next up, so that will be March 1st, and then there is going to be the Disney. It's a Sitka Mardi Gras Disney monthly grind, and so we're still looking for a couple acts, and so if people would like to participate, they should let us know, but in a Disney theme kind of a thing, so we'll see what happens with that.
I don't know if that's going to work. Disney's not popular at all.
Really?
I'm totally teasing.
You know what I want to do? I want to make people wait in like a line and just run them through a loop, you know, like up and back. But I don't think we'll get away with
it. A total multi-sensory experience of actually being there.
Because, yes, I'm not going to disrespect Disneyland. Because that's 90% of the trip is standing in line. Anyhow, let's keep going. I'll get off on a tangent.
Okay, so so that's the first and the second, and we have another 2 weeks to go. Any children-oriented activities?
I'll answer that one. We have Dr. Noise, who is going to do a children's concert 1 o'clock on Sunday the 3rd at 1 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, and he comes highly, highly recommended, and I guess he is a wild card. Children love him and parents like him, so we're talking about what to do, and we hadn't really had any kind of children's thing, although now I guess the Disney theme one is. But anyhow, so Dr. Noise will be here then, and tickets will be at Old Harbor Books for all these things very, very soon.
And before we get too deep into the list, where is the go-to place to find out where all these events are?
SitkaArts.org.
Great. One-stop shopping on your website.
Yep.
And Jen, what else is coming up?
Well, then on Wednesday the 6th is the Songwriter's Night at the Pub.
Great.
So
we got kids, live music. Are there some old standards that will be coming back?
The Wearable Art Show. So this will be our fifth annual Wearable Art Show, and that will be the 7th and the 8th. And that'll be at the Centennial Building. And last year we had a surprise. And this year we should have a surprise.
Oh, very nice.
Right. This should could be a good one. Last year's was amazing. It was that group from Ketchikan, the New Path Dancers.
Oh, yeah.
That was really pretty cool. And so that's going to happen, yeah. So the people can get registration. They can also go to sitkaarts.org and get an application form or call me or...
And the people will see this in the newspaper
yes,
as well.
Ma'am.
And we will be reading off of our community calendar of all these events that are coming up. Are you going to go to Ketchikan to
yes.
check out there?
Yes.
Are you going to take – are you going
to –
we
no,
don't
I'm not
steal. Gonna we compliment their event.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, they've. It's interesting. The New Zealand says they're the home of wearable art, but they've only been doing it 25 years, and Ketchikan's in their 28th.
Oh, my.
So as much as I like to kid Ketchikan, it's, they might have really totally originated that whole idea. So – and I remember when it was just in a small black box theater and people came with their felt pressed things and their woven items. And then one year, a couple of years into it, Ray Troll showed up with a 2x4 vest. And people went, okay.
Now I get it.
I get it now, yep.
Connect the dots. Jen, tell us some more events that are coming up.
So the Saturday, the following Saturday is the Fireweed Dance. And even though that's not one of our Art de Grâce things, but that's something that is still, you know, art related. So we're still.
So you include them in the calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But just to make a note, the Wearable Art Show is on a Thursday and Friday this year instead of a Friday and Saturday because of the Fireweed Dance.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. There's room for everyone.
Yep.
Something for every day of the week.
Yeah.
Are most of these things sponsored by the council or
probably
is it about half and half?
About half and half, I would say. And the next one, well, this one's sponsored by us. There's a beginning class on crocheting rugs, and Michelle Putz is doing that, and you can call 747-2708 to get information or enroll. So that's part of our because the whole Art de Grâce thing is about music and art. So as we get down the list, you'll see there's another art class that you can participate in if you like.
Okay, so art classes, dance, music, wearable art. Any other home runs or things from last year?
Well, we'll do the tattoo show that Jennifer was talking. That was really a guess. It was interesting because I think we were at a board meeting and we're talking about different things. And I don't know if it was Jennifer that suggested it, but somebody did. And we jumped on it because we're trying to, you know, read a different
It was Vern that suggested it, and then I took it over. And we're like, okay, let's get other people interested also. So that's why we did the tattoo show.
Are you expecting fresh ink or
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's enough canvas in town for sure.
And plus, I felt like maybe there's a lot of people after the fact, it seemed like there was a lot of people that didn't know about it yet. And
okay.
Because we had pulled that together in 2 weeks and all of a sudden we filled up the place, and I was like, whoa, that was – it was kind of unexpected. So, and the categories are going to be a little bit different, so people could – they could enter a different tattoo, or some people have gotten a new one, stuff like that. So I think that hopefully it's something we can do every year.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So for the 7th annual Art de Grâce, you might be – going into an entire month.
We'll see. I think we'll try to compress it.
And who are some of the folks that are helping you put this on? Are there some co-sponsors or?
Guardian Flight's helping. The pub is a sponsor. Oh, there's a bunch of them down there. City of Sitka, the State of Alaska's Council on the Arts, Wells Fargo, Rain Dance Gallery, Devilfish Gallery, Old Harbor Books, Fisherman's Eye Gallery. I don't think that's all of them. But the Arts Council Board is really comes together and really helps with all the different things that has to be done to get the thing done.
Terrific. And do you need extra volunteers?
We can use a couple of extra volunteers, and they can call me at 747-4821. And if you want to be in the Wearable Art Show, you still got time. And I guess as a sideline or a sidebar, we're going to do a wearable art workshop over at UAS. I think it's February 6th. And we'll do it twice a week if there's enough interest. So people can come down and say, well, I'm having a problem doing this, and we'll try to figure it out and how to do it.
Is there going to be a time that you have to turn people away?
To be in the show itself?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the deadline is supposed to be February 18th, but you know how Sitka is, and it's kind of a last-minute thing, but I don't know. I think 40 people is about enough, but it's hard to say no.
Indeed. Well, if you folks want to know more about Artigras, you can go online. And again, that website is?
Oh, Sitka Arts, SITKAARTS.org.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Jeff and Jen, for telling us more about Artigras. And we look forward to seeing all those events in March. Thanks for joining
me. Thank you, Holly.